this place already. I thank you for how good you are. I love you. I thank you for the word that you've given me to share today. Father, I pray for a fresh anointing, God, on my lips to share it, Lord. I'm so stoked about it. I love you, Father. And I thank you for the presence that is in this place. Oh, I love it. God, you're so good. I pray right now that the ears, everybody's ears just hears this word. Lord, that you would just do what you do with it. Lord, that you would just pierce hearts, God, encourage and strengthen hearts, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys ready for the word? Oh, man. We had a fantastic time Wednesday night. Pastor Gary invited me over there to his church house to do his online Wednesday night Bible study. We had a ton of fun. It was pretty cool. And we had so much fun. We were laughing and cutting up, and it was lots of fun. And, you know, that dad said, hey, you know, I want you to share that word Sunday. And so I want us to pick up in Mark chapter 5 today. Mark chapter 5. If you got your Bibles, open them up. If you want to read up here, it's good. We'll have it up there. I want to start with verse 21. I preach a lot of times, and I really push the fact that God has called each one of you for a purpose and a plan. God gives us visions early on. He gives us visions in our walk. I mean, he gave Mayor Tom, he gave you that vision with working with moms in the abortion clinic. That's incredible. Not abortion clinic, but it's the family pregnancy center. That's incredible. You know, God gives us these visions and passions. And I want to talk about those visions that God has given you in your life. God gives us visions with our marriage, long-term visions. Come on, amen. He gives us visions with our children. Come on, I have visions of walking my two daughters down the aisle. Come on. I see that. I can't wait to meet some of their boyfriends. I'm going to have all kinds of guns on me. I can't wait. I got visions. Come on. Come on. That's right. There you go. I can't. I'm going to fuck up. I can't wait. You want to take my daughter out? Okay. I got visions. Come on, man. I got visions with ministry even. Sharing the gospel. Come on, just like God's given, I know so many of you visions of your ministry and your gifts that God's given you, sharing the gospel. And I want to talk about those visions here today. Read with me here, Mark chapter 5. Jesus, I believe, gets this incredible vision at this story. It's amazing. Verse 21, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came and he saw Jesus and he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." I love verse 24. It says, so Jesus went with him. See, I believe at that moment, I believe Jesus had a vision for that little girl standing up in that bed. I believe it doesn't say it right there in the scripture, but I see it. I believe it. I believe that automatically, man, right when he was hearing Jairus coming at him, he said, I already see it. I believe Jesus was already seeing that daughter standing up, taking them deep breaths, being whole, playing around like she's supposed to. Amen? I see that. I believe that's exactly what Jesus saw. Jesus got a vision of this incredible young lady. And he says, okay, let's go. Let's do this. I'm in. All right. So he jumps in. You know, I want to share a story about a man that was given a vision. This man, he was a little older, and he walked into a church. And he sat in the back, and it was the grand opening of a church. And I've shared this story quite a long time ago. And he goes to, he's in the back of this brand new church building, this facility, grand opening service, and he's in the back, and he's crying. And the pastor notices, and at the end of the service, he walks back to this young man, this older gentleman, and he says, I can't help but see that you cried through this whole service. And he says, you know, he said, let me tell you something. He said, I want to show you something. And so in his pocket, he pulled out this piece of paper. And he began to unfold. And he said, see, I had a vision that the Lord gave me some 30-something years ago. This vision that I just folded up and I just put in my pocket was a vision of this church. See, I even wrote down the colors that I was seeing that the Lord was giving me. And it's exact colors that you're in this building. The design of the building, the ministry of how we were going to do it, I had it laid out. The Lord gave it to me. You see, I just folded it up and I put it in my pocket. And I didn't do nothing with it. My message this morning is don't put your vision in your pocket. Don't put your vision in your pocket. I'm going to keep going into this, and we're going to go into detail more about this. Jesus, well, here's what happened. So we get these visions that God gives us. Visions as a married person, we have visions of seeing long-term distance in our marriage. Come on, amen. With our kids, seeing them on fire for the Lord, amen. We see visions of, and with our using our gifts that God has given us, talents that God has placed in our lives, and as an using playing instruments. Singing, speaking, even when you stutter around and you have a hard time articulating things. God gives us visions of incredible things and for us to run after and go after and strive for. And God gave Jesus this incredible vision of this young lady breathing, standing up. So here's what happens. Jesus went. Just like a lot of us, when we see a vision, we step out and we get excited about the vision that God has given us. Just like young ladies and young men at the camp, we get excited. You get excited about the visions and the passions that you're feeling that God gives us and does for us. And we get excited. And so Jesus said, let's go. And he said, and he went. Now Jesus didn't automatically go from this house and walk over here to this house. Something happens in between. A situation comes up that delays him. Now, the story is incredible. Mark, they describe it as Jesus is in this crowd, and he's trying to get over there, and this crowd is just rushing around him. And this woman with the issue of blood comes in and touches the hem of his garment. Incredible story. Amazing. Powerful. God healed this lady. It's an amazing story. But it delayed him from reaching and seeing that vision. It was a situation that came up. You know, in our lives, that when we're walking and on this journey of going after this vision, you know, situations come up. Good situations come up and bad situations come up on our journey. Trying to go after what God's given us. Trying to chase after that call of God in our lives. Situations come up. Little distractions, little things. In this situation, it was a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing. We have amazing things that happen in our lives that tend to kind of delay just a little bit those visions taking birth. Come on, amen. Jesus, that's what happened here with Jesus. He had a little bit of a delay getting over to this house, Jairus' house. And what happened next is interesting to me, and is what happens so often in our lives. You see, because the vision didn't just automatically happen right away, there was a situation that came up, there was a delay in it, something happens where all of a sudden we start getting some negative words about that vision. See, what happens is, I want to read in Mark verse 35. Why don't you look at that, verse 35. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus and the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? feel that way and hear negative words come our way about the vision that God set before us. You know, you've taken too long. The enemy comes and loves to tell us that. You've taken too long to get that. It's probably not going to happen. You've done too many circles around situations in your life now that it's just too far. Come on, I want to tell you something today. The enemy wants so much for us to put the vision that God has put in our lives. He wants us so badly to put it in our pocket. So what happens is, in our journey called life, while we're going after these visions of a healthy marriage, of life with our kids being on fire for the Lord, trying to step out and get up here on the platform and speak even, and getting on the platform and using the gifts that God's given us with guitars or drums or instruments, what happens is, since it doesn't happen right away, so many things happen, good, bad, all kinds of things happen, situations come around. What happens is this, is you have this vision that God gave you, this passion of performing for the Lord, doing something incredible that God gave you, a passion, and you begin to do this number because it's taking a little bit longer than you expect. It's too far. That situation is already gone. See, it's dead already. Don't even worry about pursuing that anymore, Brother Wallace. I know he gave you a vision for this, this, and this, but you know it's already, it's too late. It's already passed. Don't even. It's already dead. That's what they came up and told Jesus. Listen, you just stopped everything. You had to deal with this other situation. It took too long, so why don't you just put that vision back in your pocket? Just stop what you're doing. You messed up too much. You've gone too far. Come on. You've already gone too far. You're dead. Your marriage is already over. You might as well just put that thing in your pocket. That's what they were telling Jesus. He said, just put it in your pocket. Just don't even worry about it now. You spent too much time there. Oh, come on. I want to see. Let's look what Jesus did. Let's look at his response to this. Let's look what his response is. Because see, the enemy wants us so badly to put this vision in our pocket. He wants us to forget about the passion that God gave us, the gifts that God's given us. Amen. So let's look at what his response was. Verse 36, there you go. Overhearing what they said, Jesus told them, don't be afraid, just believe. Sometimes our marriages, come on, they look dead sometimes. They look like they got some issues happening. Come on, sometimes we just got to say, okay, God, I got to believe in you. I don't know what you're doing. I'm just happy. I love you. Amazing. Just believe. Sometimes we look at our kids and we just shake our head. Just believe. Come on, parents, y'all know what I'm talking about. Just believe. You know, listen, Jesus didn't go into detail. He just said, hey, shut up and just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe. Don't put that vision back in your pocket. I know it's taking a little bit of time. There were some situations that came up. Don't put your vision in your pocket. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe in that vision that I gave you. Even if it was 2, 3, 4 years ago, just believe. Just believe. Now, what happened is, so Jesus gets on this thing. He says, okay, I'm doing this, what God's called me to do. I've got the vision of this young lady being healed completely. I've got this vision. I'm tunnel vision now. I understand the situation came up. I hear the negative words. I got it. I just believe. Stop getting so scared about things. Just believe. Okay? Now here's what he does next. And this is what I like that I want you to take note of. Let's read what he does next. Verse 37. Okay, he says he did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James and John, the brothers of James. Look at your neighbor, tell them, you need to thin your herd. You need to thin your herd. See, Jesus said, you know what? I need to thin some folks around me. I need some folks that is going to have my back. I need some men and women around me that have got my back, that I know I can count on. Come on. Listen to me. On our journey, listen, your vision, God's plan for your life is so important. Your marriage, come on, is so vital. Your kids' lives are so vital. Come on, your ministry that God has placed in your life, the talent that God has given you, it's so more important. It is so important. It's got to be at the top of the list, those visions that God has given you. And listen to me. We got a lot of friends. Got a lot of friends. Good friends, okay? But you know what's important? Those ones that you really have close to you. See, Brian and Faye, you guys got this. You understand it. You serve in the military. You know, you understand how important it is to have those men and women that are right beside you, to know they've got your back, that you can count on them. Brother, you know that they are going to have your back, life or death. They are going to have your back. It's so important that we have the men and women that surround us so closely in that inner circle that are going to encourage you. If you've got some folks that are super close to you that are always negative, thin the herd a little bit. Come on. I'm not saying cut them out of your life. I'm just saying maybe let them in so close. Come on. I'm just being real. We need to surround ourselves with people that have understand the vision that God has given you. You need to surround yourself with people that are encouraging you, that are speaking life over you, that are encouraging you with your vision, Brother Wallace, that are saying, Brother Wallace, you got this. You can do it. You can run that race. Come on. That are talking life over you, Brother Wallace, even in front of you and behind your back, everywhere. All they do is speak life over you because they have your back. They're praying for you. They're lifting you up. Come on. Those are the kind of folks you need to surround yourself. Your vision is too important. Your family is too important. Your kids are too important. Thin that herd. Come on. I love this. I love that part about this scripture. I know there's a lot of different beliefs on why he thinned the herd like that, but I believe it was because he wanted some folks around him. He knew those three guys were going to have his back. Come on. Amen. Let's keep on going. Verse 38. Let's read that. When they came to the home, the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. Come on, when Jesus got there, let me tell you something. There was a dead girl in that room. See, Miss Lydia's not here. I was going to talk to her about it, but you know, she handles people that have passed. And I've told her, do not tell me any more stories. Don't want to hear it. She will gladly tell you. Don't want to hear it. It's good. Got it. People pass. There is a clear distinction. When someone has passed away, there is visible signs that that person has passed after just a short little while. See, they already reported that a while back, that she was dead. So now Jesus is over here and he comes in and they're wailing and they're just absolutely distraught because that little girl is dead over in that room. She's already turned color. She is not breathing. There is nothing there. Jesus walks into the room. Let's look at what he does. He went in and said to them, why all this commotion when the child is not dead, but asleep? I believe Jesus was prophesying over that body. speaking over the situation. He walked in that room. He was, because he already saw the vision of that child breathing. So he came in that place prophesying over that thing. Already, she ain't dead. I get it, she's a different color already. She hadn't been breathing, but she's just asleep. She ain't dead. You know, let me tell you something. So many times in our lives, our marriages, your marriage can look dead. Come on, married couples, listen to me. Come on, your children can look too far. It's the too far out there. See, they can have the appearance. Oh, that vision that you had so long ago, it could look. It can have that appearance. Somebody needs to begin to prophesy over those visions. The enemy loves to try to point out these negative things. He loves to point out and say that vision's dead. He loves to point out the problems in our marriage, Ms. Wallace. Why even try? Marriage is dead. What's the point? Jesus walked into that room. He said, that marriage ain't dead. It's just asleep. Come on, those kids. They're not dead. I know that the world, I know they're in the world. And I know they got an appearance. They look it. But they're not dead. Somebody needs to begin to prophesy over, keep that vision at the forefront of your heart and your face. You need to have that sucker on the refrigerator. You need to have that sucker in front of the toilet. Come on, somebody. You need to have that thing in the forefront of your face at all times. And prophesy over those visions. Prophesy over those children. Prophesy over your marriage. I want to tell you something. Let me tell you something. I can't tell you how many times I have heard people say to me about my daughter Avery, oh, she's going to be the wild one. You better watch out for her. I want to kick that word in the teeth. I promise you, anytime I hear those kind of words coming out of anybody's mouth, I love you. But I rebuke it. I go home and I prophesy over my daughter. My little 6-year-old firecracker, she's going to be a firecracker for Jesus. I prophesy over my daughter. I prophesy over my marriage. Come on. I tell my wife, we're going to grow old and ugly together. Come on. We're going to do this together. I prophesy. Jesus walked into that room and he said, this thing ain't dead. She's just asleep. Somebody needs to start looking at your vision that God gave you as alive. Come on. It just needs Jesus to walk in the room. It just needs Jesus to walk in the room. Come on, amen. Here's what the Holy Spirit was saying today is that a lot of you have been doing this to your vision today. God gave you a vision years ago of your kids being on fire for the Lord. God gave you a vision of life in your marriage. God gave you a vision of being on a platform singing and worshiping the Lord. God gave you a vision of being a youth pastor. God gave you a vision of singing and worshiping in front of thousands. God gave you a vision of doing amazing things for the Lord. But here's what's happened over time. And situations have come around. You've been doing this number with that vision. Because it's been taking too long and things have come up. Good, bad, you've made some bad decisions. And you're just doing this number with it because it's just not coming around like you were hoping it would. And then you just keep on folding because then as time goes by, those situations, they begin to start looking dead. Oh, hope begins to fade. And then you start doing this number because this is exactly what the enemy wants. He wants you to do this to those visions and those passions and the desires that God has placed on your life, over your marriage and your kids and ministry. You begin to do this. You've messed up too many times, or it's just gone too far. The kids are too far. The marriage is too far. And those hopes and those dreams and those passions that you once had, you went to school for, you tried your hardest, and you just start doing this number with it. Some of you have been are in this place right now, and you've been holding on to it in your hand, but you're about to start trying to do this because it's just about there. Jesus walked into the room. He said, "That child is not asleep." And they laughed at him. And he put them all out. "I ain't got time for that negative stuff. I got a vision that I see right in front of me. I don't have time for you to tell me my child is dead. I ain't got time for you to tell me my marriage is dead. I got a vision of life. I got a vision of hope. I got a vision of joy. I got a vision of preaching in front of 1,000 people. I know I stutter around. I know I've messed up on messages, but I've got a vision to speak in front of a lot of folks. Oh, come on. I got a vision to sing in front of a lot of folks. Come on. Hallelujah." Jesus walks into the room. He took that child. Come on. Go back over there. Go back there. He took that child's father and mother and the disciples. He had those folks that were around him. Come on, and they went in where the child was. For the next. And he took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up. I want to tell you something." And immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. I believe some parents are going to be astonished very soon. But you need to prophesy over your kids. You need to be speaking life because Jesus is about to walk in their lives. They're going to tell those prodigal sons and daughters to come home. He's going to grab them by their hand. Because they had a mother and a father, man, that was interceding, that was prophesying over. Come on, you've got a ministry that's inside of you, burning inside of you, Tessa. You've got ministry inside of you. You've got preach inside of you. But the enemy is coming after you and trying to get you to fold this doggone thing up. I want to tell you, Jesus is about to walk in your life again. Open up ministry doors. Woo! We got to do just what Jesus said. Just believe. Enemy wants every single one of you to hold this vision up in your pocket. Never to do anything with it. Give up on your family because it's just over. Come here, Pastor. Pastor, how many times have you written me over the course of the 25, 27 years or so of a new life? How many times have he come after you and tried to hold up? Pastor, I've had people come to me and tell me face to face that new life will never be. Will never. I know you have too. Face to face. Ministry's already dead. and every single Sunday I feel like, man, Jesus walks in the room. Touches lives. I've asked for my dad to be up here. We want to pray for you. You've had a vision, and I'm talking to every single person in this auditorium. You've had a vision that God's given you, and you have been so tempted and so pulled. So hard times in your life, and you feel like you've just been kind of holding that thing up. Maybe your kids are just too far. You feel it as you've been seeing it. They're not serving the Lord. They're not doing really what they're supposed to be doing. And then, you hear the words of people talking because people talk a bunch of crap, don't they, Pastor? Just like they came and told Jesus that girl was dead. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about coming. Many of you have been tempted and been really so pulled by holding up the vision that God's placed in your life, in your marriage, your kids. And we want to pray for you today. I want our pastor. I want you to lay hands on the different ones. We're going to have some ministry time in just a moment. Pastor, you've been through the storm, you've ran the race, and you've got the vision in front of you, and you lead the charge here at this church. And I felt so heavy on my heart today, and mowing over this message this week, for you to pray for folks today. Lay hands on folks. So, if you're watching live right now, I want to pray for you. And then we're going to close out our online service. If you've been watching this and you've been seeing that you've been doing this to your vision that God's given you, or you've been trying, you've seen this as you see your marriage and you were hoping this marriage would be amazing, and right now you're finding it to be more dead than alive. And you're just kind of going through the motions and you've kind of folded up that vision of life in your marriage, and you're just saying, this is going to be what it's going to be. And you're doing this number, and you're about to completely call it quits and put it in your pocket and be done with it. Maybe it's some of your kids. You've been seeing your kids running from the Lord. You've been seeing them for so long doing this, running. So you're having at that point of just saying, well, I guess this is just going to be what it's going to be. Please don't say that. I had a really good friend of mine about 15 years ago. We did a lot of awesome things together. And we took trips together. It was awesome. Great friend. And we started kind of dwindling apart just a little bit. And one day he came and just said, well, I guess this is going to be what it's going to be. I haven't talked to the man hardly in about 15 years. I don't know what happened. It just felt like he gave up on it. I don't know. Don't ever say, I guess this is just going to be what it's going to be. Keep your vision open right there in the forefront of your heart. I want to pray for you. We're going to close out. We're going to have some ministry time here. Father, right now, I lift up everybody that's watching online, that's watching right now, or we're going to be watching later. I lift them up to you, Father. Lord, I pray that their vision, God, that you've given them, stays at the forefront of their hearts, God. That they would do what your word says. Just believe. Just go after it. Just believe. And walk it out. Prophesy over the marriage. Prophesy over the kids. Prophesy over the vision that you've given them. It's not dead. It's just asleep. It's breathing. Come on. It's not dead. It's not dead. Just believe. Father, ignite hearts. I thank you for those visions to be renewed, Lord. watching online, don't put those visions in your pocket. The enemy wants you to do that. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. If this is what you've been at right now, could you be bold enough? Had this vision. I got this vision of my kids being on fire. I see my marriage. I have the vision that you set before me, even to preach the gospel, but I haven't preached in so long. I haven't done anything. I've just been doing this with it. That little girl's hand and said, come alive. I believe God is wanting to grab your hand today. I tell you, come alive. Let that vision come alive. Come back alive. Come home. Those passions that you were once had to come alive. Will everybody stand to your feet today? Holy Spirit's in this place, and He wants to do an amazing thing in your life. He's calling those prodigal sons and daughters home. He's calling life to those marriages. He's calling life to those ministries. He's calling life. He's in this place, right here, right now. Wanting to grab you by the hand. Come on. Help you with those visions. Come alive. Come on. So right now, I want to invite you to come to the front. We want to pray for you. Come on. Come on. Don't hesitate. I'm talking to everybody in this place. Leadership, anybody, everybody. We're going to spend some time. Ministry's time. Come on, just come on to the front. Come on to the front. God has set a vision in front of you of life, of hope and joy and a healthy marriage. Growing old together. Sitting on a rocking chair together. Ran this incredible race. Would you go and